Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, the only way to live. Let me tell you, that's the most important thing in life, and we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. Sonny and Leanne and Sheila and Rachel and Danny and Faith, six of you happy kids in this household here. How are you? Like to hear your names on the radio? Wonderful. Here's another family of six. Chris and Caleb and Casey and Courtney and Catherine and Carolyn. Look at all these faces light up over here. And Mary Grace and Ashley and Rebecca, John, Michael and Ben over in this friendly family. Wow, we have some big families listening here. Sarah, Rebecca, Hannah, Rachel, Benjamin and Elizabeth. Hello to you kids. And the grand family of all, Susanna, Mariah, Elizabeth, John, Rebecca, Jessica, Joshua, Bethany, Erica, Genevieve, Benjamin, Christopher, and Anna. That's a lot of pancakes in the morning. Nice to have you kids listening, and you too, even if you don't have a big family. It is so good to have you listening to We Kids. Now, in the Bible, God tells us how to live the new life in Jesus Christ. Part of that is by having God help you to be kind, humble, patient, which is a long way from the old life. You can hear more about this during Bible time coming up in just a few minutes. Pointing little people and their families to King Jesus. This is We Kids. Well, don't it, man? What do you expect of us old people? We get out of breath and we jump around too much, but that's good reason to jump around. We've been saved. Saved from what? Saved from the power of sin. Saved from the wrath of God, the Bible says. By the way, youngster, do you know what Hosanna means? Jenny? Praise to God? Well, that's close. I'm sure there's a little of that mixed in. But Hosanna literally means, save us now, we pray, or we beg you, or we beseech you. And that's exactly what we need today. The people shouted Hosanna 2,000 years ago. Remember the story of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey? And the crowd shouted Hosanna. They had palm branches. They laid down their garments in front of Jesus Christ. They shouted Hosanna, save us now, we pray. Now they wanted to be saved from the Romans. Today we know that we need to be saved, not from the Romans, not from anybody else, but we need to be saved from sin. And God does that lovingly, graciously, through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what the rejoicing is about during this time called We Kids. There's more music about the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, coming up in just a few minutes, youngster. And why do we praise the name of the Lord our God? Because He is loving, He is gracious, He is compassionate, and He reaches down to help us. Youngster, that is so important. And we thank Him for that wonderful gift of new life He's given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what today's Bible time is about, based on one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, Colossians chapter 3. Now, the Apostle Paul tells Christians that they cannot live as they did before they believed in Christ. He explains how to please God and how to bring peace and happiness to their lives. Think about the things in heaven, not the things on earth. Your old sinful self has died, and your new life is kept with Christ in God. But now put these things out of your life: anger, bad temper, doing or saying things to hurt others, and using evil words when you talk. Do not lie to each other. You have left your old sinful life and the things you did before. You have begun to live the new life. And in your new life, you are being made new. You are becoming like the one who made you. This new life brings you the true knowledge of God. In the new life, there is no difference between Greeks and Jews. There's no difference between those who are circumcised and those who are not circumcised, or people who are foreigners or Scythians. There's no difference between slaves and free people. But Christ is in all believers, and Christ is all that is important. God has chosen you and made you His holy people. He loves you. So always do these things. Show mercy to others, be kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Do not be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If someone does wrong to you, then forgive him. Forgive each other because the Lord forgave you. Do all these things, but most important, love each other. Love is what holds you all together in perfect unity. Let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking. You were all called together in one body to have peace. Always be thankful. Let the word and teaching of Christ live in you richly, with wisdom teaching and strengthening each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Youngster, there are several good verses to remember from Colossians chapter 3, but one of my favorites is verse 2. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth." Good news on your radio about the King of Kings. By the way, remember Colossians chapter 3? Did you know it is possible to teach through music? To learn things through music? That's what's happening here on We Kids. Now, oh, Grump, this guy just never seems to be in the mood to march. Is there just one child who wants to be march leader? Oh, my goodness, look at all these hands going up here. Esther Jane, you get to be march leader over in this household. Nona Joe, how are you doing, sweet kid? Would you like to be march leader? I'm putting you ahead of Clay. Hi, Clay. Your time is coming. Annabelle, hello to you, sweet kid. Have you been waiting long for this? Weeks and weeks, I know. Would you like to be march leader, dear? You're in. And look at this adorable picture of this little Zachary Mitchell kid in this blue jumpsuit. Hi, sweet kid. Mama, will you help him with the march? I don't think he's big enough to march yet, but Zachary, hi. And I like this picture of Mary and the rest of the family marching with silly bowls on their heads. Mary, would you like to be march leader in this family over here? Yes, you sweet kid, I'm picking you. Beth, I'm putting you ahead of Ben, Sarah, Naomi, and Faith over here. Esther, Jane, you get to be march leader here. Stephen, can you handle it ahead of Sarah, Andrew, Jonathan, and James? And Dylan, would you like to be march leader ahead of Reagan? Well, you know how it is. You can change one week to the next. Hi, Mama. Hi, Papa. Appreciate you people. Emily, would you like to be march leader over here? Of course. You've been waiting, too. Monty, can you follow Emily? You're in. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, please. I need help picking march leaders. If I haven't picked one at your house, will you do it for me, please? Thank you. What is this? Is this Carol and Caleb's aunt playing her trombone? Wait till we start the music, Andy. Thank you very much. These are the rules during our wonderful We Kids March. Number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Chandler, are you going to be marching? Yes, you can do it. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for the little marchers. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players. During our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Sheila and Rachel and Danny and Faith and Sunny and Leanne, good marching. Wow, look at these happy marchers in on this thing. Andy, good marching. Andrew, and the other household over here. You want me to call you Andrew? Okay. You're a good marcher too. Hello, Amy. Gaddy comes marching through. Here comes Jason. Joel, good marching. You left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Johnny, good marching for you too. Hello, Heather. Hello, Robert. Hello, Bethany. Amanda, I like your marching style. I like that big grin too, you sweet kid. Hello, Matthew. Come on, Reagan, you're supposed to be following Dylan. Wait a second. Dylan, are you leading or following? What's going on here? Charles, howdy. Bridget and Kent, hello to you too. Here comes Nikia. Alexis, good marching, sweet kid. Nona Joe. Yes, you're a pretty good leader. But what is Clay doing? We're going to turn this thing around. Janica, are you listening? To the rear. March. Other direction. Jaylene, other direction. Here comes Chioma. Good marching, Kia. Good marching, Kezia. Hello, Monty. Emily, you're a pretty good march leader, I say. Here comes Frederica. Sarah comes marching through. Hello, Tommy. Seth. 12th time around. Yes, you're marching small circles today, aren't you? Hello, Tiffany. Hello, Austin. Here comes Sarah and Stephen and Andrew and Jonathan and James. Oh, you kids are great marchers. Stephen, you leading or what? Hello, Evan. Hello, Anna. Hello, Colin. And the Colin at WMIT, I can tell that you're a good marcher, sir. Keep marching all the way to the end now. Oh, you kids are wonderful marchers. You may be seated. Time now for an oldie but a goodie.
Well, there was a little froggy who lived out in a bog. There also was a snake that lived in the log, and the snake's eyes could shine right through the fog, and the froggy's mom said, "Junior, don't go near the log." La, 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 la. Well, the little bitty froggy, he went out for a swim. It was getting dark, and the light was getting dim, and then he heard the snake come calling out to him. He said, "Come and join me, froggy, for supper on my limb." La, 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 la. Well, the little bitty froggy, he made a bad mistake. He was getting hungry, so he swam up to the snake. And the snake, he grabbed him, and he put him on to bake. And the little bitty froggy became a froggy cake. La, 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 la.
So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above, he is looking down with love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. And be careful, little feet, where you go. Yes, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above, he is looking down with love. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go.
Cute little song with a big, big message. It's not just for wee kids. Kids, it's for uncles and aunts, mamas and papas, grandpas and big people. You do not want to get froggy caked. It has not only happened to froggies, but to millions of people down through the ages as they have sinned, doing what they want to do instead of what's pleasing to God. Praise God for the heart-cleansing blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, who died to take the punishment for our sin upon Himself. And that's the message of the gospel, or at least a good portion of it, and the message of we kids as well. Now, here's my little friend Courtney.
How I want to be, Lord, just like you. Know the good things that I want to do. Listen to my heart, Lord. Yes, it's true. When you give your peace and you share your joy and you show.
Kids, that is terrific singing. It is so important to be like Jesus Christ, following Him. And as you follow the Lord, there's something else that happens to you. That's it. Good for growing kids. This is We Kids.
The farmer planted his seeds. He put them in a row. But some fell on the soil, they didn't want to grow.
No.
But soon the seeds, they fell again upon the fertile ground. And the roots went deep from the care He gave. They bear fruit all around. Grow me up like you, Lord, in all I do. Plant your word with love and peace and joy and kindness never end. I planted the seeds of love so everyone can see the Savior's love has come to live in you and me.
Growing is such an important part of We Kids, helping you to grow in the Lord. Just as Mary Rice Hopkins was singing about planting the seed of God's Word in your life, that's what we're doing here during We Kids. Do you remember the seed of Colossians 3:2 from Bible Time? Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. And if you do that, you will be pleasing to God, growing in Him. And to help you along with that, we kids here, remember the frog? Remember the froggy cake? He got himself into trouble. I think his mind was in the wrong place. What is this here? Oh, no. Neither one of these little notes. Dear Mr. Nick, who leaves these things? And look at this strange machine. Wow. I wonder how it runs. Mr. Nick, to leave, get in, blow into mouthpiece, hang on. Eh, this machine looks different to me. Well, I might as well give it a try. My lips will be occupied making this thing go, so I'm signing off now. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time.